Okay, we are on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara had a Shaila. And again, I'm going to explain it the way the Rishonim explain it. The Gemara had a Shaila. A woman that comes in, these are the halachas. A woman that comes in on a regular day, regular time, we know of no war, and we know of no major tension between two of them, and she says, Meis Baila, we believe her. No questions asked. A woman understands the consequences of her statement, and we believe her. If a woman walks it, B'shat Mochama, and she says, Meis Baila, she's not believed. Because once there's a war, we say she thinks he died, and she didn't die. He didn't die. And therefore, Meis Baila by itself would not be believed. If a woman walks in during wartime and says, Meis Baila, natural death, she would be believed. But she told us the favorite, it's a natural death. And again, she wouldn't tell us that. We're not chayshed lying, because the consequences are so severe that no woman in her right mind is going to lie about it. That's not our fear. Our fear is that she's speculating. She's assuming. When she says he died naturally, that's not assuming. Shaila is, if we didn't know about the war, and she came in and told us, there's a war, and he died. Not naturally, but there's a war, and he died. So now the question, the fact that she told us the details that we didn't know, does that mean that she's being very careful and she knows he's dead? Or do we say it doesn't change the fact that she's still going to speculate? That's the Gemara Shaila. So we're going to start again from Tashma, three lines from the top, 115a. I guess it's 115a1. Tashma, Ishnu aleinu bayis, Ishnu aleinu mara. A woman comes in and tells Bezin that she was in a house with her husband, and there was a lot of smoke. Obviously, where there's smoke, there's fire. But it was a lot of smoke. And she says, he died. He died in the smoke. That's what she says. Dr. Brysa, who made Vanina salty? She says, I was there, he was there. He died, I got saved. And in a menace, she's not believed. Now again, telling us about the smoke is like telling us about a war. She's telling us details. She could have just kind of said, Meis Baila. It's not like there's a war going on that when she comes in and says, Meis Baila, we assume it means during war. There's no war.
There's no way to discover if the remains are there?
Again, they didn't find remains. She says, Meis Baila. We don't know. She doesn't say, I buried him. Right? So she says, Meis Baila. She's the one that's telling us the fact that she didn't have to tell us. It's not like there's a war in the world and we know about it. She's informing us of facts that weren't necessary for her to tell us. She could have walked in and said, my husband died. No details. The fact that she's telling us details is telling us that she's being more careful in what she's saying. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Like the Gemara had a Shaila, when she tells us about the war, it was unnecessary details. The fact that she's telling us unnecessary details, she could just come in and say, my husband died.
And be believed.
You believe. So not migu, because therefore she's not lying. We're not accusing her of lying. We're saying her detail shows that she's not a speculative woman.
Rafilu Haki.
Up to Gemara. Shiny Hassam. Sorry?
So she's not speculative or she is?
Well, the Gemara has a Shaila. Is the fact that she informed us about the war mean that she's not speculative or she's still speculative? That was the Gemara Shaila. We're trying to prove that. We're proving it from the fact that she informed us about the house that was smoke, and that he died and I got saved. She didn't have to tell us the story with the smoke. She could have just said, he died. By telling us details that shows that the Chayra would show that she's being exact. But on the other hand, the Brisa says, ain't in a menace. And for the Gemara, there is difference. Shaini Hasam, the Amar Law, the Mina Law, you were also in the smoke. You got out. So maybe he got out. In the war, you weren't in the war. The woman wasn't affected by the war.
Yeah, she got out.
What?
She got out.
She was clean. She had no... There she was involved. So he tells her, listen, you admit that you were in a situation of sakonas nefashos, and you got out.
Rebbe said that with the war thing, she got away. So she was.
That means she wasn't in the danger of being shot. That was the story.
How do you know?
Because she's not saying, and I got out. She's just saying, my husband died. And there's a war going on. So we assume he died in war. He died naturally. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ish no leinu bayis, it's Yisru Be'esh. He got lit in fire. With a smaller ashan, Vani barachti, and ran away, V'hu nisha shamomet. And in a minute. V'hocha deoxik yiv mukhamab. She's the one that told us about this war. It's not a war, but it's similar. But in a minute, let me know Malo Lushakas, Yiboyam Ramay Sama. We don't say that the details show that she's being very careful, not speculative. Shiny Hasim Sakrashi. Naminan, she's Mali Ashim Borkovalim Tinu Ashim Tere Ames. She ran away right away. Vimishum Ashim, Kaykin will be Dunkas Rakash Nisa, say by him. I will be got in the Kham, Ekilamam Loyam, Imloy Lukasise. Over there by war, she can say she wouldn't have said it if she didn't see it. Because why is she telling us about the war? Meaning, telling us about the war is not telling that she was a recipient of a miracle. Once she's telling us she was a recipient of a miracle, then then you yourself admit that what you're saying has no grounds. Yes, but you didn't see him dead. You ran away. By war, right? You're telling us about a war you didn't have to tell us about. You weren't a recipient of a miracle. I think that's the difference.
She wasn't in harm's way.
Either she knows he was by the war, so she assumes he died, or she saw him wounded and assumed he died. Here she didn't see anything. She saw herself in a smoke-filled room, and her husband was there, and she got out. Something about writer. Tashima, Naflu Aleinu Eved Gechavim. We were attacked by Goyim. Naflu Aleinu Listim. We were attacked by robbers. Nachman al Sunday can be Jewish as well. Who made Vinitzalti? He died and I got saved. She tells us a story. We were ambushed by a bunch of robbers. He died, I got saved. The menace. She's believed. Why she believed? Maybe he got wounded. Why she believed? Maybe he got wounded. She didn't see him die. She ran. Zucked Isariah that once a woman tells us details, we trust that she's being exact. She's telling us details that we didn't know. She didn't have to say it. She could just come in and say, my husband died. Zucked Gemara, no, that's not Araya. Because Hasam Kajavidi. This is Machloikus Rashi and Taisis. I'm going to explain it like Rashi. Women are not scared of robbers, nor of Gayim. They're not going to kill her. They'll be Mazana with her. She knows they're not killing her. And therefore, she has no rush to run away. And therefore, if she says her husband died, she was there to the bitter end. Because the fact is, they don't kill women. Because they have other things to do with women. That's how Rashi learned. Tysus is bothered. No woman wants to stick around for snus either. So Tysus answers, Goyim don't kill women. They have the respect of the other gender, whatever the English word would be for it. And therefore, women know that robbers aren't killing them. But they're not being Madonna with her either. They just have this respect for women. You don't kill women. Women are treated different. That's what Tysus learned. Rashi?
Rabbi, can I ask a question? Don't we have presumptions when a woman is kidnapped that she will be raped as opposed to killed by Goyim?
That's what Rashi says. But Rashi says that she wouldn't run from that. She would stick around with her husband. I'm explaining Rashi, that she would stick around with her husband and see him to the bitter end because she has no reason to run away. Her life is not in danger. And the fear of being Ensa is not enough for her to run away from her husband. That's what Rashi's saying. Tysus has a problem with it because Tysus says, it's not Tysus, other Rishayim and bring the Tysus, it's not a Tysus here, that of course she would run rather than be Ensa. So Tysus says, it's not that they would be monitor. It's not like they kidnapped her and took her somewhere. It's they're here with her. And Goyim have a, listim and robbers have a, what kind of rule we would say? You don't touch
honor, honor amongst, honor amongst.
Yeah, a code of honor.
I always had this thing.
Okay, we have to hear this, yes. This is from the, what's it called? What's it called? A Teresimi?
Yeah, that's the first thing.
Teresimi, yes.
Teres Avi. But it's not out yet. But I always was, Shifra Pua didn't listen and kept the whole excuse, though, Achayah's hand bothered for so long. But according to this, it's very good now. We're not going to kill, they don't kill women. Is that good?
Very nice.
You know, what? I just said something. No, I'm serious.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Me for years.
Very nice. I thought it was already in the safer.
What?
I thought it was already in the safer. You just put it into the safer?
I'm going to.
Oh, very nice. Next week. That's
where
right.
Where's the Tyson
then? We're trying to bring the Tyson. The Rashi, the Ritzvah, they bring the Tyson. Rashi, she's the one that's telling us, according to Menace, Alma Mina Malil Shakir. We're saying she wouldn't tell us details. The other day she was there, the Amra Badadami, Elanotra, she would wait for Chazile, the miss. The Ishala missed of him, he listed him. She's not afraid, where he says over there, they don't kill women, that Rashi learns, they're Mizana with them. It could be another Hizara, says women would run from that as well, and says therefore it was a code of honor. You leave women alone when you attack. Zakti Gemara Vayter. I mean, the Gemara in Subas does say when they conquer a city, you assume every woman was Nivellus. Gemara said. So obviously, again, this code of honor would only be under certain circumstances, and don't ask me to explain what.
By Israel, they
right, right. War, again, yeah, right. The question is, would they be Mizana? That's the question. Titus says he has no fear of Nuts here. Could be. Something about Abijah.
I mean, no one says anything about she's staying there to see what happens to her husband?
Not as well. If she's in danger of dying, she wouldn't stick around. You're going to get killed. Something about that. A he gavra, there was a who gavra, there was a man. The Bishili Hulule, at the end of his wedding, means at the end of Sheva Brachas, that was considered like a week of wedding. Itli Nura Begnani, the place where he was staying for Sheva Brachas is called the Chuppah. Not our chuppah, but in those days, wherever you lived for that first week, that's where everybody celebrated. That was the partying place. That was called the chuppah. A fire affected it. And Amrlu Devusi, his wife said, Chazu Gavroi. Look, my husband got burnt. She's standing outside the house. The house is totally consumed by fire.
She's hysterical.
And she says, my husband got burnt. Question is, do we believe her? Now, the story has a second part. Asu Gavra, Asu they came, Chazu Gavra Karura the Sharli. They saw a burnt corpse. They found a burnt corpse. And Upisis of the Yada the Shadja. They also found an other hand. What did he say, Pisis of the Yada? A hand, that's it, that's laying there. So there's a body and a hand, and the hand is not from the body. The corpse has a hand. Now the question is she believed to say her husband died? We did find the corpse, unidentifiable. And they didn't run any DNA tests or dental tests or anything else. An unidentifiable corpse and a hand. And she claims, look, he got burnt. There's no body. But there is a body. But we don't have his, we don't know whether we have his body. But then again, there's a body and a hand. I mean, there was somebody else here. Nothing about it. Summer of him. She got out. If she got out, maybe he got out. And therefore, Rabbi Chiya bar Rava says, we can't trust her to say he died. We have no idea that he died. She got out of a burning fire.
He was killed before the fire.
She's claiming he got burnt. Zokting of Arama Rava Midami. It's not comparable. First of all, she's not screaming right away, my husband, my husband, my husband. In the case of the smoke, she came out, but she came to Bezin later and told us. Here at the scene, she's crying for her husband. We found the corpse. That backs up her claim. Unidentifiable, but we found the corpse. Therefore, it lends itself to believe that her husband did get burned. It's not the same as the case when she came to Bezin and says, we were in a fire and I got out and he got burned. Number one, we didn't find anything there. Number two is that she didn't scream right away. She came later to tell us the story. Here she's standing at the house and screaming, which by itself wouldn't be a proof. Second, we found the corpse. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Chiya bar Rava's answer is, Gavra Charuka Deshadja, Amin Nishakrino Asulatsuli Vachota Nura. Well, Pisces is the other Deshadja, Nuri Itlay. There's somebody else involved here. There's a hand plus a corpse. Now, Jabhiya Baravan, maybe the corpse is from the guy that came to save him. Obviously, somebody ran in to save him. There was nobody else in the house. Somebody must have seen the fire and ran in to save the guy. Maybe he's the guy that died. And the hand might be from the husband, who now is a blemished man, extremely embarrassed, ran away, and doesn't want to be found ever. Again, there is an extra man here. Somebody came into this house. Either the guy that came into this house lost his hand and went running, or the guy, the husband, lost his hand and went running. Rava says a corpse is indicative that it must be the husband. Dr. Chaim Rava, why? There's another man here. That corpse might be from the other man. The riot is another man. Is there's a corpse in a hand.
He speaks to Rashi that we should have the same thing. It's been the Machlok, Mir and the Rebbein Yonah explained someone else. The Rashi, the other Rashi, was clear about the assumption that the charred bodies that they were in belonged to the same big one.
Again, I don't see it in Rashi. I don't see Rashi. We'll read the Rashi inside. Chazul Gavroi, Shei Shaklotas, Hainu Ishtu Dermini Kehek, Lidak Yisrakesh, Pitsa to the other, Me Ish Achar Habol Latziloi. The hand might be from someone else who came to save him. That's her claim, obviously. So where do you see the Rashi says, Salad Muma Babaila, maybe it's his hand, and he ran away. So I don't know where he sees in Rashi differently.
Where would he run away to?
China.
Why wouldn't he? Because he's embarrassed? Oh, it's not just that the wife is embarrassed. She's married.
No. He's embarrassed. He's not a. Here's a guy, a chassan, and now he's a blemished cripple.
Maybe somebody came in with him and
again.
In the fight, he lost his hand.
There's a fire that's burning. We know. There's no reason to assume that there was any murder here.
Maybe that's the fire that did cover up.
Could be. I don't know. Again, all those things mean she's not believed. So, you're not changing anything.
I'm just saying, there's a million stories that
could happen. So we never proved the Shiloh. We haven't proved the Shiloh whether a woman that tells us details makes her more believed or not. End of story, we move to the next Shiloh. Ibailu. But notice it doesn't say Teiku, because we spent a half an hour trying to prove it. Ibailu. What if it's not her? What if an Eid Echad comes and says, Reuven got killed? Where? Came Eid Echad. Mehemim shizim milsa davidu l'gluyuhu le'meshaker, or chanami le'meshaker. Aiduma, time Eid Echad b'shim higu v'dayka mintzava, v'haka, take out the brackets, lo'idayka mintzava, the amres v'didami. That's how the mashal is gairus. Question is as follows. An Eid Echad comes in and says, there's a war in the world. He comes and it says the man got killed. Now, every Eid Echad knows that sooner or later, there's a good chance that it will be found true, and if it's false, the husband will show up. Why did Chazal give that Eid Echad the clout? Is it because he's strong, because it's based on the fact that probably we're going to find out the truth? Or is it based on the fact that she's going to do an independent investigation? Here, she will not do an independent investigation because there's war. So assume that the Eid Echad knows what he's talking about. In war, my husband died. The question is the Eid Echad strong enough without the strength of her investigation or not? When we believe in Eid Echad, is it Eid Echad plus investigation, which we always learned? Or is it really the Eid Echad? The investigation is an extra.
Rabbi?
And the Eid Echad, the Eid Echad wouldn't speculate because he doesn't want to be found false. The woman, because she wants to be free on one hand, is more apt to speculate. Or is it we have to rely on the woman's investigation, and given the fact that there was a war, the woman will not do the thorough investigation that we count on? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. I'm sorry?
I thought the main reason we believe the woman in these specific cases is because the penalty upon her is so severe. But an independent Ein Echad, what's so severe about his penalty if he lies?
None. But Ein Echad
doesn't have a
drive to tell the woman she's dead, her husband died. Meaning like this. A woman comes into bed and says, my husband died. There's two conflicting emotions here. Or two conflicting, whatever word we want to use, that Bethan has to deal with. On one hand, this woman doesn't want to remain an iguna the rest of her life. She's not really interested in being stuck without a husband for the rest of her life. On the other hand, we've made the penalty pretty severe. So therefore, we combine the severity of the penalty, and we say that overrides, that takes the cake, so to speak, and we believe her, right? Because we have two conflicting reasons here. One says, don't believe the woman. She needs to get out of this. The other one says, she's going to suffer terribly. Now, besides saying a woman is believed, that an Eid Echad is believed. An Eid Echad has no reason to free the woman. He has no drive to lie.
Right.
He has no drive to speculate. Because he's not marrying her. He's not allowed to marry her. So why is he doing this? He's doing it because he wants to tell her that she's a free woman. He has no personal interest here. No motive.
Maybe I'm not understanding. I thought that we're talking now about that why we do accept an Ein Echad here.
Now, one second.
Accept an Ein
Echad. I'm trying to finish. Right? The Ein Echad has no motive. Therefore, when an Echad comes to Bethel, we don't believe him because Ein Echads aren't usually believed. But over here, since this is something that ultimately will usually be proven whether he's lying or not, that puts Ein Echad in a position where he's going to be very careful. And therefore, since she's going to be an iguna, we rely on the Ein Echad, which we usually don't. Usually we don't say he'll be found to be a liar and therefore that's a proof that he's saying the truth. But over here, the Ein Echad is a very big motive not to lie. Because he doesn't want to be shown in Bezen as a liar. Given the fact that she's an iguna, we're going to believe that Ein Echad. Or is it that we believe the Ein Echad because besides the Ein Echad, the woman will do her independent investigation because she knows the consequences. Therefore, we believe the Ein Echad. Two ways to look at why we believe the Ein Echad. Does it need the woman's investigation or does Chazal believe in Ein Echad independently? That's the Shaila. Here we don't have a reliable woman's investigation. Because since she has a motive to get married, she will do a less than perfect investigation because it's wartime. And in her mind, the chances of his survival are so small that she's really not going to investigate.
Why isn't Ein Echad always?
Because the Torah said Ein Echad is not Neman of Davar
Shebarabah. But the thing is, George Chilisi had killed or didn't, right? other situations.
Is not believed unless the Rabbanan came along and empowered him. Tyra said Ein Echad is believed for certain things, not for other things. Not believed for Davar Shemerva. To tell a woman her husband died is a Davar Shemerva. Came along Rabbanan and said, listen, we have this woman. She's going to be an Iguna. We have to break the rules. We have to break the rules. Now, the breaking the rules can be understood two ways. The breaking the rules is a combination of Ein Echad and a woman's investigation. Or the breaking of the rules is the Ein Echad. And the woman's investigation is not that important. The difference is, in a case where we can't rely on the woman's investigation, what is the difference?
Ein Echad says that this person, forget about anybody, this person got killed. Okay? Regular case, forget about
anybody. Is he married?
What?
Is he married? Why is Ein Echad telling us this? Why is he coming to Bazin to tell us? Story time? What is he trying to accomplish with his testimony? Again, he can call the plain dealer. Why is he telling us in Bazin that this man got killed? Either that or that the kid should inherit him. There's no other reason for him to come to Bazin. For money, he's not believed. Edecha's not Nema for money. Edecha's not believed to testify about a monetary case. He can make a guy swear, but there's nobody here to swear.
If he's an Alma, there's no reason to come face. He's an Alma. He doesn't have a wife.
We don't let him marry the woman he's talking about.
She can get married anyway.
Isn't that a lady. Says that my husband said she's not giving the dollar. This guy's not giving the dollar.
That's great, but we believe the lady because then she's going to investigate beyond because she's going to suffer consequences. There are no consequences for the Ein Echad.
There's no driver
to free a lady, to do a favor, to be a nice guy, but he has no reason to lie. So that's why he's more believed. But on the other hand, there's no investigation. Maybe you need an investigation also. Ein Echad's not believed in HaTaira on the Davar Shemerva. Why are we believing him here? Breaking the rules. There we had a double thing. She's testifying and is going to make an investigation. There's two parts to that. Ein Echad's one part. Now, usually, she does the investigation, and that's part number two. Not in this case, is it Ein Echad? That's why we didn't believe her in that case. When she came in and said, my husband died in war, we don't believe her. That's what we're talking about here. It's wartime. The Ein Echad comes in and says the husband got killed. Now, we had a similar Shiloh before, but it said when a woman hates her husband, then they don't believe, because her investigation will be tainted by the fact that she hates him. We had that Gemara in the 10th Perek. Anyway, that's the Gemara Shiloh now. Now, we take out the brackets, because there's nothing to do with hating him here. She didn't hate him. It's because she's going to not investigate carefully. Rashi. She's not careful. They might both be speculating. Meaning she'll agree to the aid because she'll speculate. That's the Gemara Shiloh. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
This is the person himself, the Ein Echad himself, doesn't he force anything? To look good that later on the guy doesn't come back and show the guy's a chakra?
Again, is the Torah believe in Ein Echad?
No.
So the Rabbanan had to break the rules. He can tell me all the Svaras in the world. The Rabbanan had to break the rules.
They only break the rules for...
That's the question. Did they break the rules because the Ein Echad has a very big motive not to lie? He doesn't want to be caught looking bad? That's why we broke the rules. Even though the Torah doesn't accept that, we'll break the rules because of that. Or do we need more than that to break the rules?
According to the first side, said that's enough to break the rules, so it's
not but the right, sir. The Rabbanan broke the rules. They were Aikud Rabbim and Atayra.
The question
is it only with an investigation or even without a proper investigation? The Gemara always talked about her investigating. Question is, how much of a factor is that? How much is her accurate investigation a part of this chazal? For what reason? No. I mean, to free her husband to get married, he can get married 100 times over. No. Perish of Mishnah, no. An echad cannot come in and tell a man, your wife died, and therefore you can marry her sister. No. And that is not them, but that's your marriage. And there's no iguna. No. So think about it, Tashima. I'm Rebbe Kiva.
So when did that? We're not able. Is there a rule when they're able to just not believe that mom and
I have iguna? They only believe in Yisurim. And the source of that, either is a svara, because you have to. Did your wife serve you supper last night? Some people don't get supper. Did your wife serve you supper last night? How do you know it's kosher? How do you know she bought the meat in, who are we advertising for today, Grove? You saw the package? Okay. I didn't see my wife serve the supper. I did not see the package. You saw the package. I didn't see the package. And I ate.
Maybe she was milking with
your sandwich.
Okay, there's the issue. What's the issue here?
What, here? Getting married is an HSH. It's worse.
Never should be erva.
Tyson says we learned that from a pasuk. It says, V'safra law, a woman can count her shiva nekiyim. He trusts a woman to count her shiva nekiyim. It's a major thing to count shiva nekiyim. Maybe she's lying. She's only an erechad. At best, the Tyrant says, trust her. So Tyson says, that's the source that we trust a woman being Surah. Rashi says, it's a Svara. You can't eat at home. You can't do anything if you don't trust an Eidacha being Surah. By the way, how do you know the blintzes were kosher because of the package? Because some Mashgiach Eidacha said it was good. They don't have too much Gicham in every plant.
They did, you know the price would be.
So that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. By the way, on getting that base of a base, we'll get there. That's where the Rashi is. Tosfos. Beit Hashem, we'll get there and get him. Zuck to Gemara. Coming closer. Amar Rami Bachama Tashima. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Kishirati l'nadoa l'aber Hashanah. When I went to Nadoa to be Ma'aber the year, Masasi Nechemya Ish Beis Dili. I met a person called Nechemya, the man from Beis Dili. I assume Beis Dili is the name of the place. The Amalin, he told me, Shamati, Shem Asina Seisha Beret Yisrael B'Yedechad. I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, this was in Adar, Rabbi Kiva went to Bavel, to the Avir Nishana, because he was the biggest Talmud Chacham. They couldn't do it in Eretz Yisrael, thanks to the Romans. So they went to Bavel to be Ma'avir Nishana. That's what they did. Now, usually it's supposed to be done in Eretz Yisrael, but Rabbi Kiva was the Gadol Hador, so he's allowed to do it in Chutz La'aretz, and it was dangerous to do it in Eretz Yisrael, so he went to Bavel. Now, he met a person named Nechemya Ish Beis Dili. And Nechemya Ish Beis Dili says, I hear that in Eretz Yisrael, they don't marry women off on the testimony of an Eid Echad. Except El Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. I heard he's the only Mekul. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is willing to marry people off, let women get married off the Eid Echad. Nobody else is. Namti Loi, I said, Kein Azvarim. You're right. That's how we do things in Eretz Yisrael. We don't rely on an Eid Echad. Amali, he said to them, Amar Lahem Mishmi, tell me my name. Now this next few lines will decide what we're talking about. Atim Yaidim Hamdina Hazum Mishabeshis Begayasis. You know that this country is messed up with armies. For lack of a better word, I'm sure he has
turmoil.
A better word. What?
Turmoil.
Yeah. Turmoil, what?
Tur- turmoil because of ravaging troops.
Turmoiled with ravaging troops. Kach mukublani mer Gamliel Hazaken. I heard from Gamliel Hazaken, Shemesia Nesiyah Shabiyadach. I heard, I have a testimony, I heard from Gamliel, that you can marry a woman of Abiyadach.
Because of that?
No, not, he just said. We have to figure out what he said. He said, I heard from Gamliel you can marry a woman of Abiyadach. Now, the understanding of the Gemara is, even when there are troops, you can marry a woman off of Bein Echad. Even in wartime, you can marry a woman off of Bein Echad. That's what he said. This Medina has troops, and I have a Kabbalah from Rebbe Gamliel that you can marry a woman off of Bein Echad. So there's the answer to our Shaila. Nechemiah is basically is testifying in the name of Rebbe Gamliel. And we can accept that. We can take that to the bank. And he said, this country has troops ravaging, and you can marry off a woman. I heard it from Gamliel. Zokti Gemara, my love, isn't it? Avagav the Magdina with Shemeshes Kach Mukablani Shemasiyam Abayed Echad. I'll be Echad Mehemen. It's a raya that during wartime we trusted in Echad. I'm a Rabbi. That's not pshat. Rabbi was saying that's not what happened. The Chemi was saying I would come to Eretz Yisrael to tell everybody my testimony. I can't travel because it's dangerous to travel. Tell people that Gamliel said you can trust in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't talking in wartime. The wartime is here to say why he's not traveling to tell people. I'm a Rabbi, Hachi Kamer. I'm a Yachi Maishna Medina Zu. What did he have to say? This country has war. Could have said, even in war. He didn't say that. He said, this country has war. I'm a Rabbi, Hachi Kamer. You know that Bavo is being ravaged by armies. I can't leave my family, and go to Eretz Yisrael and teach them what Rabbi Gamliel said. But you, Rabbi Akiva, are going back. So the Gemara's answer is it's nothing to do with wartime. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know the halacha that we know that we trusted Eretz Yisrael to marry off a woman. They didn't know that. Except Rabbi Yehuda Mababa. And they didn't accept it from him, because he never said he heard it from Gamliel. Came along Nechemiah basically, and he told Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel taught me you can trust in Eretz Yisrael. That's testimony. Rabbi Akiva can take that to the bank. He said, why am I not coming to Eretz Yisrael to tell everybody? Because I can't leave my family because of this political situation in Bava. I guess Rabbi Akiva came and was going back. Doesn't say. The rest of the story you can write yourself. Rashi.
In halacha, he's bringing the halacha as
an edachad. It doesn't make a difference. Tana that testifies halacha is not called an edachad. We accept that.
Sometimes when I read
the morning, that's not a direct testimony about something. Yes.
They don't say how he knows or what a learning is, what a pasuk is, that he can say edachad.
It's not a pasuk. It's rabbanim breaking the rules. It's Eichud Adam and Atayra. We had that at the beginning of the 10th Perek.
He had a goal of this, or he did it himself?
He heard from Gamliel Hazaken. Gamliel Hazaken is the final word. If he did it, that means he knows that this is illegal.
He was either a Gamliel Hazaken was accurate.
Somebody was accurate. When in history, I don't know. But Gamliel Hazaken is a source. If somebody comes in and says, there's a tumult going on over here in Halacha, and somebody says, listen, I heard from a Moshe Feinstein, this is halacha. It ends the controversy.
But he believed that? I never understood.
100% he believed.
I never understood that.
That's what Corey asked.
Corey asked that?
Yes. So now you're agreeing to Corey. I'm happy.
Corey, what's your name?
Leo? I'm Leo.
Reb
Chaim Leo. Corey asked, and I said, it's not a direct testimony about a Davish of Arab, it's a testimony in halacha. That's the belief. The whole Masechtas idiots is Tanoim telling you their testimony. Yes. Rashi. No Rashi. Tasha Ma'amayshim B'Shnei Tamidah Chachamim Shreboim Abba Yosi Ben Simoi B'Svina. There were two Tamidah Chachamim traveling with Abba Yosi Ben Simoi in a boat. B'Tava. And the boat, unfortunately, sank. V'Hasti Rebbe Nishaseim Apinashim. And women came and said that they identified the bodies, and he trusted them. Now, v'mayim kemocham adami. Water, drowning in water is a similar situation like war that people are apt to speculate. V'nashim, afilu meya kein echadami. Halachically speaking, women are never more than one aid. So here is one aid, halachically, telling us that the person drowned.
Even 100 women are one aid.
That's right. Kadi Hasty, and it says that Rebbe married off their wives. That's right.
No,
they told us that the ship sank. They came to Bethan, the ship sank, and these two Talmid Chacham died. That's what they said.
The women said.
It doesn't say who. Two Talmid Chacham were together with Abbi Yosef and Simoi. Women came and said that those two Talmid Chacham died. Rebbe accepted the testimony of the women and let their wives get remarried.
Did the women come together? Would it make a difference if the women came
independently?
Or two different women?
No, they're all one. All women in the world together equal one aid. Because biblically they're not believed.
They're actually not one.
Well, rabbinically, one. We get Eid Echad Bisurim is even by women. We break the rules for the women just like we broke the rules for Eid Echad.
And the problem over here is, why is
Eid Echad? We had a Shiloh, if an Eid Echad tells me. What? Sure, it's terrible, we're letting women get married. The water, sinking in water, is just as apt to be speculated about as wartime.
But what's the
talk
about a wife of this man?
The Shiloh was, Eid Echad b'Muhammad, do we rely or not? That was the Shiloh we're going on.
I thought Eid Echad b'Muhammad was on the wife speculation.
Again, two women came in. Women came in and said, this ship drowned. These two people are dead.
Their wives?
The wives of these two people.
The wives, okay.
It's the same case. This is Eid Echad b'Muhammad.
But it would have been other women, not the wives. The wives were on the shore.
Again, two. The women are telling us that these people drowned. It's an Eid Echad telling us that these people drowned.
Were the wives?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Different women told us this, but they're as good as an Eid Echad. Do they need the independent investigation of the wife? They're not going to get an independent investigation of the wife here. Because she's going to assume they drowned. Because it's just like wartime.
What investigation do they
know they need? I don't know.
Discover the
I don't know. Whatever she feels.
They found the bodies and they buried them.
They didn't find the bodies. No one said about finding the bodies.
Is it them or is it a different woman?
It's a story. These Eidim are like it. No, we're trying to bring a proof to the Shiloh of an independent Eid Echad. Told us that somebody died in war. Can the woman get remarried or not? Here we have independent Eid Echad, which manifests itself in 100 women. And they told us they drowned. That's like an Eid Echad telling us he got killed in war. And we're letting the woman get married. That means her investigation is not that important. Substitute Eid Echad for women. And Eid Echad came and told us that these two Talmid Chacham drowned. Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the last Shiloh.
The last Shiloh was
an independent Eid Echad.
The earlier mission was talking about no war, was only Medina Sayyam.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, it's more than one.
Nashim is one. All women together equal one.
That'd be pretty stupid.
There was
the news yesterday about a cruise ship.
Can I finish this Gemara before we get into the cruise ship? Dr. Gemara, the Tisbara. But this Gemara doesn't make sense. We're going to learn halacha later on that if a man falls into water, that we don't see the whole, all the banks of it. And the guys wait 15 minutes and he's not out. They cannot testify he died. Because a wave might have swept him out beyond our reach and he might have been somewhere on shore. If we see the whole shoreline, like a little lake, then one can testify he didn't come out in 15 minutes, he's dead. Or 10 minutes, whatever the shear is. But if it, we don't see, when we don't see all the shore, it's a long thing, a river or an ocean, we say a wave might have swept him out right away and he might still be alive. So even here, they drowned in the sea. The Bechlau, no witnesses are believed. But nobody saw the body. And for the Gemara, Elhechi Dami, the Amri Afkinu Kavan, the Chazinu La'alter. We saw, they brought the bodies out, and we saw them. The Ka'amri Simonim, and we saw the, we can recognize the bodies. We have physical signs that these were the people. He had a mole on his hand. He had this. They,
identification.
The Lava Liasim Chinelal Simonim, therefore there's no proof of anything, because we're not relying on their testimony. We're relying on the fact that these bodies are these people. They saw these two people's bodies. Not because she's an Eid Echad is believed, but because they're believed to tell us the Simonim. That's why. The Simonim tell us that it was those people. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Mayim Shem Lem Saif, Mayim Shem Bechom, Adikim Meim, but the dummy, you can speculate. Mayim Shem Lem Saif, Befar Shem Bech, Vatsa, Koshayim, Edvein, Arayim, Be'amir, Ruchayim, you don't see four sides. Ishti Asur, Vabish, Yesh, Edim, Shem, Shetava. Shem, Etzav, Machmas, Hamayim, Tachas, Hamayim, Yotza. A wave might have swept them out. Becoming Simonim, the Elab Simonim, Chashin, and Dim, Acherim, Dinu. Pisha, Mayim, Mishanim, Tura, Sapanim. You need the water to change the Tura, Sapanim. The Ein Nikur Kolkach, and it's not as recognizable. They have to identify the bodies. Usually, by the time a person is drowned and is pulled out, the face is not recognizable. And therefore, since the face is not recognizable, they have to have other bodies simonim. Now, once they identify the body simonim, then this woman is going to do an investigation, and she's going to do a good investigation, because it's not based on the drowning, it's based on the identification. Because it's only an Eid Echad, and we tell her, you should know that you need your investigation to continue. Okay, what's the story with the cruise ship?
You might have asked the question already. There's no shoreline visible?
If there's no shoreline visible, nobody, even two Aiden can come in and say, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean he died. A wave might have swept him out a mile out and he got out. Then he must have crawled out of the shore, and we watched it for 10 minutes and nobody came out.
Watching. Yeah, this person fell off a boat. It was a woman, actually, and it was 30 miles out. They tried saving her and never found her. So she's buried alive. Forget about everything.
I don't pass going to welcome a mice, but at this Gemara, she's not considered dead. Correct. Again. I don't know the details. As I said, I'm not passing a look. But based on this Gemara, it would be that there is no edus that she died. The edus that she went into water, that a wave might have swept her and carried her who knows where very quickly, or put her head above water, and therefore she's fine. Again, I'm not passing a look.
In America, a man couldn't get married. A man couldn't get married because of laws in America.
Because of?
Halachically,
he has
followed
the laws of
America.
Not in Yitzhak Heter. We go by halacha. The American government would classify her dead.
Right.
The American government would classify her dead. She would get the life insurance money. She might have dumped him over the boat. She needs the money. A lot of cases of life insurance fraud. Fine. So we're finished with the Shaila, unproven. Now the Gemara is going to extend the Shaila to monetary cases. And that will be from Mitzvah Shem tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Everybody should have a wonderful, great day.